Nesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel, three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and we will read the first few lines of the Gemara, and then we will have a lengthy Akdama to explain these lines of the Gemara. And the Gemara states, Am Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, Eim Abram Sashana, Elam Kain Haisat Kufir Chasera Rubi Shal Chaydash, Vekama Rubi Shal Chaydash, Shisha Asiyayim Divir Rabbi Huda, and we continue on Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, Rabbi Yesi Eime Echad Vesim Yayim, Vishnei Mikra Echadashu, and both the Shitas of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yesi are based on a Pasuk in Pasuk. As after the Pasuk in Pashas Kisaytse, in Perek Lama Dalid, Pasuk Yudcha states, as Chag HaMatzis Tishmar, Shivas Yomim Techel Matzis, Asher Tzivisicha, Lemayid Chodesh Aviv, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Yatzasim Mitzrayim, and then Pasuk of Beis states, V'Chag Shavuos Tassel Lecha, B'Kuri Kitzir Chitim, V'Chag HaAsef Tekufas HaShana, and the Gemara tells us, Mas Sova, Rabbi Huda holds, Kule Chag B'Ina B'Tkufa Chadosha, and Mas Sova, Rabbi Yesi holds, Mixes HaChag B'Ina B'Tkufa Chadosha. As we stated before, we explain our sugya, let us begin with Akdama. We already learned on Daf Yud Aleph Beis that there are three main reasons why Beis Din would decide were given the right to be Ma'abed Hashana and create a leap year, Mepnei Aviv, Mepnei Peiros Ilan, and Mepnei Hatkufa. And Rashi explained that the first two reasons are based on a calculation of Beis Din and determination if the crops would grow on time, and Aviv refers to the crops of grain which generally are caught around Pesach, and Rashi brings from the Pasuk and Pashas Boy in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, that states, Hayoyim Atim Yaitzim B'chodesh Aviv, and if Beis Din determines that the grains won't be ripened on time, then there will be Ma'abed Hazir. Similarly, if Beis Din determines that the fruits of the tree won't ripen prior to Shavuos, they would also have a reason to be Ma'abed Hashana in order to allow people the ability to bring Bikurim on Shavuos. And finally, Beis Din will make a leap year if they determine, based on the calculations and knowledge of the astronomy, that Tekufas Tishrei, or the fall season, would not correspond properly with Sukkos, and the summer season of Tekufas Tammuz would extend into Sukkos, and by adding a month, so Tekufas Tishrei would now start well before Sukkos, and this will be the topic of our Gemara. And let's keep in mind that Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph Beis also mentioned that Beis Din would be Ma'abed Hashana if the winter season or Tekufas Teves would extend into Pesach, which is the way that most people would explain the reason why Beis Din would be Ma'abed Hashana based on the requirement that Pesach has to fall in the spring, B'Chodesh Aviv. However, as we will see, Lefi our Gemara, this is not the main reason to be Ma'abed Hashana, and the main focus of our Gemara will be to make sure that Sukkos falls during Tekufas Tishrei or fall and not during Tekufas Tammuz or summer. And we also know that the Jewish calendar follows the lunar cycles to determine months. However, in order to determine when Yom Tovim will fall out, we also must follow the solar cycle and the solar year. And since, as we know, a lunar year, meaning the time it takes for the moon to revolve around the sun, is approximately 354 days, and a solar year is approximately 365 and a quarter days, so every year there will be a discrepancy between the lunar and solar years. Every year, the lunar year will fall 11 and a quarter days behind the solar year. And since we know that the four seasons of the year follow the solar cycle, so after a few years, Pesach will no longer fall during spring, and Sukkos will no longer fall during fall. And since the Torah clearly tells us that Sukkos must be celebrated during fall, so clearly the Torah wanted the Chachamim to make leap years and to add a full month to every lunar year, every couple or few years, in order to synchronize the solar and lunar calendars. And we also know that nowadays our calendars have been set, and there is a 19-year cycle, and there are seven leap years during every 19-year cycle in years 3, 6, 8, 11, 12, 17, and 19. Also, as we just mentioned, there are four seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer, or as the Gemara refers to them as Tekufas Tishrei, Teves, Nisan, and Tammuz. And as we already mentioned, the Torah refers to Tekufas Tishrei in Pasha Kisisa as Tekufas Hashana, since it's the first season of the new year, and therefore it's Tekufas Hashana. In the Lashon Tekufa comes from the Lashon Lahakif, or to turn, and every season begins at a specific point of the year, and if the Earth's revolution around the sun, and spring and fall are based on when the sun is at its closest point to the equator, and winter and summer begin at the time that the sun is at its furthest point away from the equator. And also, since we mentioned that the four seasons are set by the solar year, so if we split up the solar year, which has 365 and a quarter days, into four parts, each of the four seasons consists of 91 days and 7.5 hours. Since each season isn't exactly 91 days, so the seasons wouldn't necessarily begin at the exact beginning of a day, Agamara holds that Tekufas Tishrei, or the season of fall, would always begin either 3 or 9 hours after Tzeis, or 3 or 9 hours after Nates, and will never begin at the beginning of the day. Therefore, during every year, when there was a change in seasons from summer to fall, for example, the day that September 22nd falls on, which would be the beginning of fall, then part of the day would be summer, and part of the day would be fall. However, in Halacha, we don't allow for one day to have a different statuses, and therefore, the day when the season starts must either be completely considered summer, or as as our Gemara states, Yom Tekufa Geimer, or it must be considered completely full, or as our Gemara states, Yom Tekufa Maschil, the day of the change of seasons is completely considered as full. And let's keep in mind that our Gemara initially will teach us that both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi agree that Yom Tekufa Maschil. Finally, we also know that around Pesach time, the farmers would cut their crops and they would leave the grain in the fields in order for the grain to be able to dry out during the summer, and then they would gather the grain around Sukkot time. Our Gemara teaches us that when the Pasuk in Pashkei Seisei regarding Sukkot states, V'chaga Asa Tekuvas Hashanah, the Pasuk is teaching us we should make sure that during Sukkot and during a time that is mutter to do work on Sukkot and it's mutter to gather your grain, meaning on Chol HaMoed, we know that Dava Ovid is mutter, that day of Chaga Asif must be during Tekuvas Hashanah and during the new season of the new year, which of course refers to Tekuvas Tishrei or to fall. And Rabbi Yehuda explains that the entire Chol HaMoed must be during fall, and therefore if Tekuvas Tammuz would extend into the first day of Chol HaMoed, then Bezel would make the year leap year. However, if it's already fall prior to or on the first day of Chol HaMoed, then Bezel wouldn't have to make a leap year. However, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Pasuk is teaching us that all that is required is for at least one of the days of Chol HaMoed to be during fall or Tekuvas Tishrei. Therefore, as long as it is fall and Tekuvas Tishrei by the time of Hashanah Rabbah or Chaf Al Tishrei, then Bezel would not be required to make a leap year. Based on this Hakdamah, our Gemara began with the memory of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, or as Rabbein Chananel is Gerus, in the name of his Rebbe Rav, that when determining if Bezdin would be Ma'abed Hashana based on the Tekufa, and to make sure that Sukkot falls out in the proper season, would not be required to be Ma'abed Hashana unless the summer season extended into most of Tishrei. And Shmuel clarified and brought a machlekes as to what Rubi Shel Chodesh means. And Rabbi Yehuda holds if the last full day of summer extends until Tazayin Tishrei, and the new season will start in the middle of Yud Zayin Tishrei, then Bezdin would be Ma'abed Hashana and add an extra month of fall begins on Tes Zayin Tishrei or the first day of Chol HaMoed or earlier, then Bezdin would not have to make a leap year. However, Rabbi Yossi holds that even if fall begins on Yud Zayin Yud Ches Chaf or Chaf Aleph of Tishrei, Bezdin would not have to make a leap year, and Bezdin would only have to make a leap year if they make a cheshbin that fall would only begin on Chaf Beis Tishrei or Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara explained the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, as certainly both agree that when the Pasuk stated Chag HaAsif Tekuvas Hashanah, the Pasuk is certainly teaching us, as Rashi explains, that the Zman HaAsif Shebechag, the Hainu Chol Shel Moed Shechag, Sheyochel Esav Beidava Ovid, Hishamesh Yehei B'Tekuvas Hashanah HaNechneses, which is Tekuvas Tishrei, V'loi B'Teich Tekuvas Tammuz, Shehi Mishana She'avra. And Rashi bothers the Lashon Rishamar, the earlier Pasuk, when the Torah describes Chag HaMatzos. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are chaylik as to how much of Chol HaMoed has to be during fall, as Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Chol HaMoed beginning from Tes Zayin Tishrei must already be fall. Or Rabbi Yossi holds as long as a part of Chol HaMoed is during fall, that already suffices. As long as Chaf Beis Tishrei or Hashanah Rabbah corresponds with the beginning of fall, there is a kiyum of Chag HaAsif Tekuvas Hashanah, and there is no need to make an Ibashana. And our Gemara now continues and asks, Maika Savri, Ika Savri Yom Tekuvah Goymer Balav Hachinami Loi Lamanda Om Kuli Chagika Loi Lamanda Om Mixes Chagika Elika Savri Yom Tekuvah Maschel. The Gemara is bothered, how does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi classify the day when the seasons change, as if they classified it as part of the old Tekuvah and is still considered summer? Then why would Rabbi Yehuda state they would only make it an Ibashana if fall started on Yud Zayin Tishrei, but if fall began on Tes Zayin Tishrei, would not be required to make it an Ibashana? But Lamaisa, if fall started in the middle of Tes Zayin Tishrei, and luckily we consider it the last day of summer, we should still make this year a leap year, as the first day of Chol HaMoed is still considered summer and isn't during the fall. And similarly, why would Rabbi Yossi state that we would only be Ma'abed Hashana if the change of seasons occurred on Chaf Beit Tishrei or Shmini Atzeres or further? Even if the last full day of summer is on Chaf Tishrei and the change of seasons occurs on Chaf Al Tishrei or Hashanah Rabbah, it would still have to be Ma'abed Hashanah if we hold Yom Tekufa Geimer, and therefore even Hashanah Rabbah will come out in the summer and not in the fall. No part of Chol HaMoed fell during the new Tekufa, and certainly we should still make a leap year to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Chag HaAsif Tekufas Hashanah. And therefore the Gemara explains that it must be that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that the day of the change of seasons is halachically considered the new season and not the old season. Therefore, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, in order to not require an Ibashana, the fall must begin at some point on Tes Zayin Tishrei, but if fall won't begin until some point on Yud Zayin Tishrei, then Bezdin must be Ma'aba Shana. And if you're Rabbi Yossi, fall must begin at some point on Chaf Al Tishrei, but if it falls at any later point, then Bezdin must be Ma'aba Shana. The Gemara now continues that we just stated that Shmuel taught us two dinim in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that number one, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa Maschil, and number two, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a requirement to Ma'aba Shana if Tekufa's Tammuz or the summer extends into Tishrei by a complete 16 days, and that the change of seasons would occur on Yudayin Tishrei or later. Gemara now asks, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa clearly states, Yom Tekufa Goyme de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yesi Oime, Yom Tekufa Maschel. Therefore, clearly, our Braisa states that while it's true that Rabbi Yesi holds Yom Tekufa Maschel, Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds Yom Tekufa Goyme, and logically, the day that the season changes, we consider as part of the old season, we consider that day to be part of summer and not part of the new season. And from the words of Shmuel, we remember Daik that it must be the Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Yom Tekufa Maschel. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, V'oi Tanya, and we'll also have another Braisa, where the Braisa will bring down five different Shitas as to at one point Bezin will make an Ibishana based on the Tekufa. And as we will see, Rabbi Yehuda clearly doesn't hold that the cutoff point is the 16th of the month, and instead holds that the cutoff date is Chav Tishrei, and if the last full day of summer is on Chav Tishrei, and therefore the change of season is on Chav Av Tishrei or Ishana Rabbah, then since Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa Goyma, so Chav Av Tishrei is also halachically considered part of the summer, since fall will not begin until Chav Beis Tishrei or Shmini Atzeres, so Bezin would have to be Ma'abed Hashana, and it's Muchach that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds when the Pasuk states Chag Asif Tekufa Hashana. Pasuk is teaching us that Mixes Chag Be'inam B'Tekufa Chadasha, that at least part of Chol HaMoed has to fall out during fall. There is no requirement for the entire Chol HaMoed to be during the fall. Lemaisa, previously Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a requirement for the entire Chol HaMoed to be during the fall. He also taught us that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Tekufa Maschel, therefore, even if the change of seasons from summer to fall would occur on Yud Zayin Tishrei, there would be a requirement to make an Ibishana. The requirement to make an Ibishana is not based on Chof Al of Tishrei. Let us now see the Braisa inside, and we will first read the Braisa and only explain the Shita of the Tanakama, which will be exactly like the Shita that we originally had from Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that the Braisa brings, since that is relevant to our Gemara's question, and only afterwards will we explain the other four Shitas of the Braisa. The Braisa begins with a statement, which is exactly the same statement that Rabbi Yehuda brought in the name of Shmuel, that Ima Abin Sashana, Elam Kin Hais Tekufa Chaseir Rubish HaChodesh, Vekam Rubish HaChodesh, and how much is considered Reiv HaChodesh in regard to Bima Abin HaChodesh. The Braisa now brings five Shitas, the Tanakam Hol, Shisha Asayim, if the summer continues into Tishrei or 16 days or more, then Bezin would make an Ibishana. Certainly the Tanakama holds, as we originally explained, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that when the Pasuk tells us Chag Asif Tekufa Sashana, that Kuli Chag Be'ina B'Tekufa Chadasha, that we require for the entire Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tekufa and to be during fall. Gemara on Yud Gimel and Beis will explain the Shita even further. We'll discuss if the Tanakama holds Yom Tekufa Maschil or Yom Tekufa Goymer, and Nafkamina would be, if the Tanakama holds Yom Tekufa Goymer, then Bezin would be required to create a leap year, even if the change of season occurs on the 16th of Tishrei. However, if the Tanakama would hold Yom Tekufa Maschil, then Bezin would only be required to make a leap year if the change of seasons occurs on the 17th of Tishrei or further. Braisa continues with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Yadis B'Chodesh. In order for Bezin to be required to make an Ibishana, it would have to determine that summer would continue into Tishrei by 2/3 of Tishrei or Esrim Yoyim or 20 days. And as the Braisa continues to explain, V'kama Shtei Yadis B'Chodesh Chof Yoyim, as we explained that since Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa is Goymer, therefore if the last full day of summer is on Chof Tishrei and the change of seasons will occur on Chof Av Tishrei, then Chof Av Tishrei is also considered part of summer, and therefore Hishan and Rabbah falls during the summer, and no part of Chol HaMoed will come out during Tekufa Tishrei or during the fall. Therefore, it is only in that scenario where the fall season even falls after that date, then there would be a requirement for Bezin to make it Ibishana. But if fall actually occurs prior to that date, and at least some part of Chol HaMoed comes out and corresponds to Tekufa Tishrei, Bezin would not be required to make a Shana Mubaris and to make a leap year. Certainly, as we explained, this is Soisa the words of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, as he stated that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the beginning of Tekufas Tishrei would begin on the 17th of Tishrei, then there would be a requirement to make a leap year. Braisa continues and brings the third Shita, Rabbi Yesi Oim Mechashrin Shisha Asol Fnei HaPesach Me'abrin Shisha Asol Fnei HaChag Eim Abrin. Braisa now brings the fourth Shita, and the Gemara will ask that this fourth Shita seems to be exactly the same Shita as the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon Oimer Av Shisha Asol Fnei HaChag Me'abrin. Finally, the Braisa brings the fifth Shita, Achirim Oimer Miyutai Bekam Miyutai Abba Asol Yoyim, and how much is the Miyut of the Chodesh that refers to 14 days. And once again, we will explain this to the Gemara based on the two brises that we just brought. The Gemara ends off Kasha that in the Chinami from these two brises, we have a question on Shmuel, as we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds the Yom Tekufa Goymer, and we also clearly see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that Kam Rubi Shal Chodesh Shisha Asiyayim. Instead, as we saw in this brise, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Yadis B'Chodesh, the Kam Shtei Yadis B'Chodesh Chaf Yoyim. And our Gemara will now continue continue and discuss the Shita Rabbi Yossi that is brought into Braisa, and Rabbi Yossi stated, Mechashvin, Shisha Asal Fnei Pesach Ba'abrin, Shisha Asal Fnei Chag Im Abrin. And let us first explain the words of Rabbi Yossi, and as we know, Beis Din makes a determination if they will make a leap year well before Sukkot, as the only month that can be a leap month is Chodesh Adar. Therefore, Beis Din already needs to calculate the Tekufa and make sure that fall will fall in the proper time prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the prior year, and therefore Rabbi Yossi explains that Beis Din actually will look at when Spring and Pesach falls out in order to determine when Tekufas Tishrei or fall will ultimately come out, and this is how they will decide if they should make a leap year or not. And let's remember that certainly Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maskel, and as we explained, the day during which the seasons change is considered part of the new season, and as we previously explained, Rabbi Yossi also holds that as long as a part of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is during fall and during Tekufas Tishrei, so we would not need to make a leap year. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi explains that if winter or Tekufas Tevis will continue into Nisan by 16 days, and the changeover to Tekufas Nisan or spring will only begin on Yud Zayin Nisan, so it will be clear to Beis Din that they have to make a leap year based on the following calculation, which will determine when Sukkot will occur. As Rashi explains that if spring begins on Yud Zayin Nisan, then since spring and summer are each approximately 91 days long, spring and summer will be approximately 182 days, and as Rashi explains, the calculation would be broken down as follows, that there's 14 more days of Nisan, which is a Chodesh Mali, and then since each month fluctuates between a Chodesh Mali and a Chodesh Chasar, Ir, Sivan, Tammuz, and Av, which are the next 4 months, will be 2 Mali and 2 Chasar, and then Elul will be a Chodesh Chasar, that will equal an additional 147 days, plus 21 days of Tishrei, which will give us a grand total of 182 days. Therefore, the last full day of summer will be on Chaf Al Tishrei, and the change of seasons from summer to fall will therefore be on Chaf Beis Tishrei or on Shmini Atzeres, since Beis Din will now know that none of the days of Chol HaMoed will occur during Tekufas Tishrei, so Beis Din will be required to make a leap year. However, if Tekufas Nisan begins on Tas Zayin Nisan, then the change over to Tekufas Tishrei will be on Chaf Al Tishrei, and since Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maskel, so the season of fall will already begin on Hashana Rabbah, therefore there will not be a need to make a leap year. And really, this Shita Rabbi Yossi is exactly the same Shita that Shmuel brought down in the name of Rabbi Yossi at the top of the Amid, as he stated, Rabbi Yossi Omer Echad of Esrim Yoyim. Let's keep in mind that our Gemara will only focus on the beginning of the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi stated, Mechashvin, Shisha Asal Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin, and the Gemara will not focus on the second part of Rabbi Yossi, where he states, Shisha Asal Lefnei HaChag E'ma'abrin. Gemara will ask on this part of Rabbi Yossi in a moment. Our Gemara now begins, Amamar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Yodis Bechodesh Esrim Yoyim. Rabbi Yehuda stated that in order for there to be an Ibishana, the last day, which is completely summer, has to be on the 20th of Tishrei or further. As we explained, based on the Cheshbin, this would help Beis Din to determine when Tekufas Tishrei will occur and if that would occur on Chol HaMoed or not. It's clear to the Gemara that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree when the Pasuk states, Chag Asa Tekufas Hashana, certainly mixes Chag Be'ina B'Tekufa Chadasha, that all that is required is that a part of the new Tekufa should fall out on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and even if only one day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot and only a Shana Rabbah would fall during fall, then we would not make an Ibishana. And therefore the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi, Hein Rabbi Yehuda, the Lechira, the Shita Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are exactly the same. So when we explain the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and we explain the Shita Rabbi Yossi, we actually saw that there is a slight nafkamina, and that is the Gemara's teretz, as the Gemara states, Yom Tekufa Goyma, Yom Tekufa Maschel Ikebanao. Gemara answers that in Chinami, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that as long as one day of Chol HaMoed falls during Tekufas Tishrei, there is no need to make a leap year, and the only machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tekufa Goyma, and Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maschel, and nafkamina between these two Shitas is only one day. As of Rabbi Yehuda, even if fall begins on Chaf Al Tishrei, Beis Din would need to make a leap year, since Chaf Al Tishrei, which is a Shana Rabbah, is still considered summer. However, since Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maskel, so as long as Tekufa Tishrei begins on Chaf Al Tishrei or earlier, then there would be no need to make a leap year, and it's only if Tekufa Tishrei begins on Chaf Beis Tishrei or on Shmini Atzeres, and no days of Chol HaMoed are during the fall, would Beis Din be required to make a leap year. And our Gemara now continues and asks a question and explains the second part of Rabbi Yossi's statement. As Amamar, as Rabbi Yossi continued and stated, Shisha Asal Lefnei HaChag Eima Abrin, and the Gemara asks, El Rabbi Yossi Shisha Asal Lefnei HaChag Hudloi Hashivsa V'Tamneisu Ma'abrin Va'om Shisha Asal Lefnei HaPesach In Batzeloi. And the Gemara asks that Rabbi Yossi seemed to state that if the change of Tekufas Tishrei falls on the 17th of Tishrei, then Beis Din would not be required to make a leap year. It's mashma that Tekufas Tishrei falls on the 18th of Tishrei or further, then Beis Din would be required to make a leap year. But Lamaisa, we just explained that Rabbi Yossi holds that as long as a part of Chol HaMoed is during Tekufas Tishrei, so there is no need to make a leap year, and therefore even if Tekufas Tishrei Tishrei would fall on the 18th, 19th, 20th, or 21st day of Tishrei, there would still not be a need to make a leap year, as Tkufas Tishrei already started while it was still Chol Hamoed or Eishana Rabbah, and the only time that Rabbi Yossi requires Bezdin to make a leap year is only if Tkufas Tishrei begins on Chaf Beis Tishrei or on Shemini Atzeres. Gemara responds, Loi, Idi V'idi, Eim Abrin, V'idi Tana Reisha Shisha Asal Lefnei HaPesach, Tana Nami Shisha Asal Lefnei HaChag, in the Chanami, although Rabbi Yossi stated that he's not going to be Ma'abed Hashana, the last full day of the summer season, or Tkufas Av, on Tzayin Tishrei, the change over from the summer to the fall is on Yud Zayin Tishrei. However, in a Chanami, it's Lav Davka. Certainly, Rabbi Yossi would hold that we would not be Ma'abed Hashana, even if the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei be on Yud Ches, Chaf, or Chaf Alav Tishrei. The only reason Rabbi Yossi discussed the 16th of Tishrei is Lav Davka. It's only since in the Reisha, Rabbi Yossi was Davka speaking about the 16th day of Nisan. Therefore, in the Sefer, he also discusses a case where the last full day of summer is the 16th day of Tishrei. Same din would apply, and we would not be Ma'abed Hashana as long as Tkufas Tishrei begins by Chaf Alav Tishrei. And the only time that we would be Ma'abed Hashana is if Tkufas Tishrei only begins on Chaf Beis Tishrei and on Shemini Atzeres. We already discussed the first three Shitas in the Braisa, as the Tanakhama stated, Kamru B'Shal Chodesh Shisha Asiyayim. Yehuda explained that we will only be Ma'abed Hashana if Tkufas Tishrei begins on the 21st day of Tishrei or further. Rabbi Yossi explained that we would only be Ma'abed Hashana if Tkufas Tishrei only begins on Chaf Beis Tishrei or further. The Gemara now quotes the fourth Shita in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Af Shisha Asal Lefnei HaChag Ma'abrin, that we will even be Ma'abed Hashana if Tkufas Tamuz or the summer season continues for 16 days into Tishrei. The Gemara now asks, Haynu Tanakama, that L'chir, the Shita Rabbi Shimon is exactly the same Shita as the Tanakama, and as we saw, the Tanakama stated, Kamru B'Shal Chodesh Shisha Asal Yoyim. We continue on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and the Gemara responds, Iker B'Nahu Yoyim Tkufa Maschel V'Yoyim Tkufa Goymer V'Loyim Misaymi, that in the Chinami there is no major machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Both of them agree that when the pasuk states Chag Asav Tkufas Hashana, then there's a requirement that Kulei Chag Be'inu B'Tkufa Chadasha, the entire Chol Hamoed has to fall out during the new Tkufa or during Tkufas Tishrei or during fall. However, one man the Amar holds the Yom Tkufa Goymer. Therefore, even if the last full day of summer was on the 15th of Tishrei, the day that the seasons change from summer to fall is on Tezayin Tishrei, Bezer would still be Ma'abed Hashana. And since we hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, therefore Tezayin Tishrei is still considered summer, and therefore the first day of Chol Hamoed fell during the summer and not during the fall. Therefore, in order to be Mekayim Chag HaAsav Tkufas Hashana, Bezdin would have to create a leap year and add an extra month and push off the start of Sukkot. However, the other man that Amar hold that Yom Tkufa Maschil, therefore, if the changeover of the seasons would be on the 16th of Tishrei, then that day would be considered part of fall, since Tezayin Tishrei is the first day of Chol Hamoed, and that is already fall, so that would be a Kiyum of Chag HaAsav Tkufas Hashana, and Bezdin would not be required to make a leap year. And the only time that Bezer would be required to make a leap year is only if the last full day of the summer is on the 16th of Tishrei, and therefore the changeover between the seasons of summer and fall is on the 17th of Tishrei. The 17th of Tishrei is the second day of Chol Hamoed, and that is the first day of fall, and therefore we don't have a kiyum of Chag HaAsav Tkufas Hashana. It is only if Tkufas Tishrei falls on Yud Zayin Tishrei or later, Bezer would be required to create a leap year and add an additional 30 days in order to push off Sukkot. And Rashi at the end of Divrei Maskil V'Lo Misa Me explains Amri, and even though the Tanakam and Rab Shimon both mentioned the 16th of Tishrei, Chad Koya Chesaron, the Chad Koya Nefila, Vleyedin and Haiminayu, and we're not sure which Tana holds Yom Tkufa Goymer and which Tana holds Yom Tkufa Maschil, and I in the top tases Dibur Maschil Iker Benayu Yom Tkufa Goymer Yom Tkufa Maschil Vleyim Saimi Vleyshay Khan Tana Basel Tfuyasa Kiyud and Mafsik Shatanoi the Kosel Tfuyalayu. And even though there's a concept that we find in Shas that the second Tana is coming to add on a greater Chiddush. But since Rav Shimon is not stated directly after the Tanakama, and we have the Shitas of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi that come between their Shitas, so therefore this concept doesn't apply. And as he brings down, before we continue, let's point out that up until this point, even though Rabbi Yossi mentioned Pesach and spring, however, in reality, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that when the Gemara mentions that we are Me'abed Hashana based on the Tekufais, is referring to Tekufas Tishrei or the fall. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the Shita of Achirim, which generally refers to the Shita of Ramea, which is the fifth Shita that was brought in the Braisa. And as the Braisa stated, Achirim Omer Miyutai V'kam Miyutai Abba Asayim, and the Gemara now asks, Ma'ika Savri Ika Savri Yom Tkufa Goyme V'kuli Chag B'inon Ha'ika. Gemara's Havmina is that Achirim is referring to Tkufas Tishrei, and therefore the Gemara asks that even if Achirim holds that the whole Chol Hamoed has to fall during Tkufas Tishrei, and even if he would hold Yom Tkufa Goyme, Ma'isa, even if the last last full day of summer, or Tkufas Tammuz, is on Yudal Tishrei, and the changeover to fall is on Tesvav Tishrei. So even if Tesvav Tishrei is still categorized as summer, since Yom Tkufa Goimah, certainly the first day of Chol HaMoed, Tes Zayin Tishrei, will certainly already be considered fall and Tkufas Tishrei. And why would Bezdin be required to make it a leap year? And the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, Achim B'Tkufas Nisan Kaimi, Dechsev Shama Es Chodesh Aviv, Shama Aviv Shal Tkufa, Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara answers that Ina Chanami Achim are actually Chilik on the first four Tanayim, and Achim is discussing a new requirement that the Torah requires that Bezdin should make sure and protect and guard Tkufas Nisan, or spring, should fall no later than the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, and during a time that the moon is still waxing and increasing in size, which is until the 14th of Nisan, and otherwise Bezdin has to add a month and make a leap year, so Tkufas Nisan will then begin well before Yudal Nisan. And this is based on a pasuk in Pashu A that states, Shama es Chodesh Aviv, ki b'Chodesh Aviv v'tziach Hashem Mitzrayim Laila. And Rashi explains, Shama Tkufas Nisan Shilchama, shehi b'teich Yidusha Shalvana, and Aviv hu Nisan Shilchama, and when the Torah mentions the word Aviv, that is referring to the spring, which is Nisan of the solar system, she'ein Nisan Kari Aviv LRP Bishla Tfuah Shem Mispakeres Bai. And the reason why Nisan is called Chodesh Aviv is based on the solar system and based on the fact that generally the grain ripens during that month and during Nisan, even though our Chodesh Nisan, which is based on the lunar month, not the determinant factor of the seasons. However, Zok Rashi v'chol bika tfuah v'iti ha'kayitz v'achoyev l'chesh ben ha'chamheim v'am rachmona shoma she'ein Nisan shalchama nimshech l'techi mi'chidush shalvona t'chsiv chodesh v'ein lashin chidush neifel el alvona mischadeshes v'ashmina she'ein Nisan shalchama nimshech b'techi mi'chidush shalvona b'mikzas v'kamheini mi'chidushum yudal yomim mi'kam v'eilech yishona. The Gemara is now bothered v'la'abri la'ada l'chir, why does Achirim state if spring doesn't start by the 14th of Nisan, then Bezdin would be required to make an Ibishana? V'lchir, I have a better Eitzah and another Eitzah, as instead of adding an additional 30 days to the year, let's just add one extra day to a prior month. Instead of one of the prior Chadashim being a Chodesh Chasa, we should make that a Chodesh Malei. By just adding one more day, then automatically spring will begin one day earlier in Chodesh Nisan, and instead of falling out on Tesvav Nisan, it will fall out on Yudal Nisan, which is still B'teichi Mechidusha. Therefore, even in this case, Bezin should not be required to make an Ibishana. Let's see Rashi do a Masra V'le Abri La'ada V'lidchi L'Pesach Chad Yoyma, and then you'll push off Pesach by one day. And Rashi is now bothered that L'maisa we have a klal that Pesach cannot fall out on Badu on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And maybe the scenario is maybe if Bezin would actually add on an extra day to one of the previous months, then Pesach will fall out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Maybe that's why Achirim state that Bezin have to make an Ibishana. Therefore, Rashi explains, V'inami Mikla Pesach B'Badu La'ich Bislan, that even if Pesach would now fall out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that should not bother us. The Hod Le'evdin and Pesach B'Badu, that the only reason why we state a klal that Pesach cannot fall out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday is time Mishum Tishrei, is really only because we have a klal of Lo Yadu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, and that will be a problem. Then Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur could fall out on a weekend, and as the Gemara explains Rosh Hashanah, that would be problematic for people, and therefore the Rabbanim made a takana of Lo Yadu Rosh. Rashi continues, V'hech Le'efsha Mutav La'abri La'ada V'likl B'Badu, and therefore where we have no choice, then it's better that we should be Ma'abba Ada and we should make Pesach fall on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Then we will have 6 months to fix up the calendar in order to make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. V'navid b'kaita chad yachar chasa tfei mechasidron v'nehed l'tishrei b'tuchta b'yayim ha'gon. All that Bezin would have to do is make one of the months that are between Nisan and Tishrei to be chasa instead of malei, and that way we'll get it back onto schedule and Rosh Hashanah will no longer fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And Rashi explains that the Gemara feels that this is a better itzah, as v'lein nabru l'shasa l'midchina l'kulim ha'idez chayde shalim. The Gemara responds, Omer v'acha b'yakov tana mil ma'iv l'matika chashev v'hochi k'oma ad miyutoi me'abrin v'kam miyutoi abo asayayim. That in a chenami, the tana not going from the bottom of the month and from the beginning of the month to the end of the month, and the tana is starting from the end of the month and going towards the beginning of the month. And Achirim is actually teaching us that if the winter would extend into Nisan, Tkufas Nisan, or the spring would actually start at the end of Nisan, any time from the end of Nisan till the smaller part of the month, meaning until the 15th day of Nisan. Therefore, if the last day of winter is on Tesvav Nisan, then the first day of the spring would be on Tezayin Nisan, and Bezin would have to make an Ibishana, as even if they would try to be Ma'abu one of the Chadashim, that would not be enough. The spring would still begin on Tezvav Nisan. The Torah requires that spring has to begin on Yudal Nisan. If the last full day of winter would be on Yudal Nisan, the changeover from from winter to spring would be on Tes Vav Nisan, then in that case, there would be no requirement for Bezdin to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Bezdin would have an Eitzah, as they could just be Ma'abed one Chodesh. That would cause Pesach to be pushed off by one day. Then Tekufas Nisan, or the spring, would actually begin on Yudal Nisan. The Gemara continues that although Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak wanted to explain, the Chirim is not referring to making sure a part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos comes out during Tekufas Tishrei and during the fall. Instead, Achirim was discussing a different point and discussing making sure that Tekufas Nisan and the spring season falls out by Yudal Nisan. However, the Gemara now continues, Ravina Omar Lo'ilam Achirim B'Tishrei Kaimei Kesavri Achirim Kuli Chag B'inon Vafilu Yontev Rishayin. Really, Achirim agreed to the first four Tanoim when Bezin will be adding an extra Chodesh and making an Ibishana based on Tekufa. It's referring to the problem of Tekufas Tishrei not falling during a certain point during Sukkos. Although the first four Tanoim stated that the problem is if Tekufas Tishrei doesn't fall on some part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. However, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, when the Pasuk stated Chag HaAsav Tekufas Hashana, it's actually teaching us the entire Sukkos, including the first day of Sukkos, has to be during Tekufas Tishrei and has to fall during the fall season. No part of Sukkos, including the first day of Sukkos, can be during Tekufas Tamuz or during the summer season. When Maisa Achirim hold that Yom Tekufa Goymer, therefore Achirim hold that if the last full day of summer is on Yudal Tishrei, the change of season from summer to fall will be on Tes Vav Tishrei. Since we hold Yom Tekufa Goymer, therefore the 15th day of Tishrei will still be considered summer, and it will come out that the first day of Sukkos will be during the summer. Now Achirim hold that the entire Sukkos, including Tes Vav Tishrei, has to be during fall, and Tekufas Tishrei already has to begin by Tes Vav Tishrei. Therefore, even if Tekufas Tishrei would fall on Tes Vav Tishrei, Bezin would still be required to make an Ibishana. And Lemaisa, at this point, you should be bothered that L'chir, why don't we just add an extra day to one of the previous months? Once we make one of the previous months of the year into a Chodesh Mole instead of a Chodesh Chasa, then that will push off Sukkos by one day. Then Tekufas Tishrei will fall on Yudal Tishrei, and therefore Bezin should not be required to make an Ibishana in this scenario. We will get back to this point once we complete the Gemara. However, the Gemara at this point is bothered by a different question, and the Gemara asks on the sheet of Achirim that Yontiv Rishayin Chag HaAsav Ksiv, that how can you tell me that according to Achirim is a requirement that even the first day of Sukkos fall out during Tekufas Tishrei, if Lemaisa the Pasuk states Chag HaAsav, we explain that the Mashmois of Chag HaAsav is a day during Sukkos that you can collect your Tefuah and you could gather in your Tefuah, and that is specifically referring to Chol HaMoed, Sheyochol La'asav Bo Dava Oved, as Rashi explained on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara answers that this is not Shver, as Achirim actually argue on the first four Tanoim regarding Taish in the words Chag HaAsav, as although the first four Tanoim understood that it meant the Chag when you have the ability to collect Tefuah, however Achirim hold Chag HaBob is Manasifa, that the passage is telling us that Tekufas Hashana and Tekufas Tishrei has to coincide with the entire Yontiv, which comes during the time of gathering, which of course is Sukkos, which is during the harvest season. Therefore, Achirim hold that the Torah is mechadish to us that the entire Sukkos, including the first day of Sukkos, has to coincide with Tekufas Tishrei, and no part of Sukkos can be during the summer months. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us go back to Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the middle of Dibur Maskel Chag HaAsav, 15 lines before the end of the narrow lines, where Rashi discusses this point to why when the Gemara discussed Tishrei falling out during the fall, Gemara was never bothered, never gave an Eitzah, that Bezin should just be Ma'abba one of the prior Chadashim, and this way push off Sukkos by one day. And Rashi states, that is not possible when discussing Sukkos and discussing Tishrei, as if we will be Ma'abar Elul, then Rosh Hashanah will fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. That is not something that we're willing to do. As we previously explained, that Rabbanan set up the prior months in order to make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. This is for two reasons, and number one is in order to make sure that 2 days that it's Asad Yom Malacha do not fall out together, and also to make sure the Shana Rabba does not fall out on Shabbos, Ucharmin and Hussam, and as the Gemara Masech Rosh Hashanah and Dafu Testament base teach us, Mimais Ezra Ve'ilich Le Metzino Elam Uba, Le Yitzrach, as it wasn't necessary to make Karas Adrin Le Yachid Le Likle Badu, as prior to Elul, we already Misada all of the previous months to make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Even in Starach Laburi, Mikalkal Rosh Hashanah, Kedamin Rosh Hashanah, Uvim Sech Le Sukkin Ami, Gabi Shvi Shal Rava, Armin Le Loi Mikla Elul B'Shabbos, Alma, Anan Hu, Demainin B'Milsa Meikara, Umis Adrin Le Yachid, Kehich Le Mikla Badu, badu, hilka kim diem shlosh shel elo mitl beshlosh ay behe ay bezayin, i dachs le khad yema, ben ali de ibo elo ben ali de ibo khidish acha, mitl rashon badu, bezum will add in an extra day to a prior month and make it from a khidish khasa into a khidish mali, then rashon will fall out on adu. This is not something which bezum wanted to occur, and vi mitl besheni beshabes to efshel mitl machar, even if at this point rashon will fall out on Monday, even if you'll add an extra day to one of previous months, then Rosh Hashanah will be pushed off by one day and it will fall out on Tuesday, and there is no problem of Rosh Hashanah falling on Tuesday. However, Rashi explains, but since it is not the standard in most years, therefore the Gemara did not ask the question, but it seems from Rashi that in Chanami, in that scenario, the Bezna would be able to be Ma'aba, one of the prior Chadashim, that will fix the calendar. Rosh Hashanah will still not fall out on Adu and it will fall out on Tuesday. In this scenario, Bezna would not have to be Ma'aba Shana. Rashi continues and is still bothered. If you will ask that, why does Bezin have to be Ma'abed Shana? They could just make two prior months that were supposed to be Chodesh Chasa into Chodesh Malay, and then it'll push off Rosh Hashanah by 2 days, and once again Rosh Hashanah will not fall out on Adu. However, Rashi explains that it's not possible to add in an additional 2 months that will be Malay instead of Chasa. The Kaimalam B'Mesechtas Erchin L'Nirachom La'Abed Shmoyin Chadashim B'Shana Elam Kein Hayis Shana Shalafnei Muberes, that the Chum never wanted there to be 8 Chadashim that were Malay in 1 year, unless the prior year was a Shana Umberis. The Kibin of Beseda Chadashim, Echad Malay Ve'Echad Chasa, Mikloi Tkufa B'yem Yitzayin Rabbi Yehuda, Ay B'chapez Rabbesi, Yima Abin Oyed Trey Yachi, if you would be Ma'abin 2 additional Chadashim, Havu Shmoyin Umberin, Hilkach Ma'abin Esat Shana, and therefore the Rabbanim were forced to be Ma'abin Shana, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Bezer Min Aleph, Smicha Sekinin Ve'Rifa Se'egla B'Shloisha, Divu Rab Shimin, Rabbi Yehuda Im B'Chamisha, and Rashi in the Mishnah explains, Smicha Sekinim Al Reish Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibah, that this Kenim would lean on the head of a Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibah, and they would misvada while they did so. Our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, and the Braisa will start off and explain the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who held that the Smicha on the Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibah had to be done with 5 Zekenim. The Braisa will dash in the Pasuk in Vayikra that speaks about the Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibah and states, Vesamchu Zikne Edes Yedema Reish Apar Lifnei Hashem, Veshachas Apar Lifnei Hashem. And the Braisa begins that since the Pasuk says, Vesamchu Zikne, Yochel Zikne Ashok, we would think that this refers to regular Zikinim, regular members of a Bezin that are Mumchin, that have Smicha, and they're not necessarily part of the Sanhedrin. Talmud Loima Eda, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Eda, that they have to be a member of the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara continues, Eda, Yochel Kitne Eda, and if it would only say Eda, we would think that they could be part and members of the Sanhedrin Katana, but they don't have to be a member of Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Talmud Loima Ha Eda, therefore the Pasuk states, Vesamchu Zikne Ha Eda, Miuchodin Shebe Eda, and Terry uses a He Yedia to teach us that this Zakin was a member of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. The Braisa continued, V'kamehain, how many members of the Sanhedrin do we need to do Smicha? The Braisa tells us, V'samchu Shnayim, that since the Pasuk uses the Lashon Rabbim and says V'samchu, so we see that we need 2 Dayanim, Zikne Shnayim, and the Pasuk uses the Lashon Zikne, which is also Lashon Rabbim, and therefore we learn that there's a requirement for another 2 members, and therefore there's a requirement for 4 members of the Sanhedrin to do Smicha. V'ein Bezin Shokel, Mesif Olein Eidachad, Harei Kan Chamisha, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and since we can't have a Bezin that's even, therefore we have to add on another member of the Sanhedrin by adding on a 5th member of the Sanhedrin, and it will be an odd number. Rashi on Daf Gimel and Beis is bothered. L'chari, the only reason why we can't have a bezin that's an even number is only because when they paskin, we have to make sure that it's never possible to have a stalemate. And l'chari, in our case, we're talking about smicha zakenim, and it has nothing to do with psak. Rashi on Daf Gimel and Beis states, "Ve'im bezin shakol v'stam zakenim bezdinu mashma." And since the Torah uses lashon zaken, then it refers to a bezin, and there's a gzeiras hakasev that a bezin cannot be an even number. However, the Yad Rama actually argues on Rashi, and he doesn't hold that the concept of Im Bezin Shokel is based on Xeris HaKosev, but he states that it's actually based on a reason that we need to make sure that Bezin can't be a stalemate, and therefore he explains that even B'digei Smicha, there's a possibility that there will be a Shaila Alocha, and as he states, Shem Yipol Mum B'pa, V'yichalku B'dove Im Kavuhu V'im Oibuhu, V'adovet Tzara Chachra. The Gemara now continues, Rav Shimon Amen, Rav Shimon says that all that's required for Smicha Sekenim is only 3 Dayanim, as Zikne Shtayim, as the Pasuk states Zikne, and that refers to 2 Dayanim, Be'im Bezin Shokel, Masif Olein Echad, Harin Kan Shleisha, and therefore there's a requirement for 3 Dayanim. And the Gemara asks, Rav Shimon, Haksiv V'samchu, the Lameis to the Pasuk stated V'samchu Zikne Eda, and V'samchu should add in an additional 2 Dayanim, as Rabbi Yehuda stated, and therefore he should agree to Rabbi Yehuda that there's a requirement for 5 Dayanim. The Gemara answers, Ha'umi Ba'ilei Lugufei, that that is required in order to teach us that there's a concept of smicha at all. The Gemara continues that if you need V'samchu Lugufei, how does Rabbi Yehuda use the word V'samchu to teach us there's a requirement for an additional 2 Dayanim? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Lugufei, Leitzarach, Yehuda doesn't require the word v'samchu to teach us the din of smicha, as dim kein le'asi v'samchu l'drasha, as if the word v'samchu is not coming to teach us a drasha, l'chtav ziknei edah deim al reisha par, then all the Torah should state is ziknei edah should place the hands on the reisha par, and the Torah didn't have to say the word v'samchu, and by the fact that the Torah used the lashon v'samchu, therefore we're able to learn that there's a requirement for an additional two dayanim, and the Gemara continues, Rab Shimon iksevachi, Rab Shimon holds, if it would say the word v'samchu, havamina mayal v'samach, we would think that there is no requirement for the zakenim to actually lean on the head of the animal, and the Torah is just teaching us that the hands of the zakenim have to be next to the animal. Either their hands have to be on the animal, but not necessarily on the head of the animal, or as long as the hands are next to the animal, that would suffice, and there's no requirement to lean at all. Kamash blon v'samchu, there's a requirement for the members of Sanhedrin to actually lean their hands on the head of the animal. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, gamar reish reish ma'ilah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if the pasuk didn't state v'samchu, we would still know that the bezin has to place the hands on top of the animal's head. As we would learn this from Gzeira Shava, the word reish that states b'negei o'ilah, as the pasuk states v'samach yada reish o'ilah v'netzalei l'chaper olav, which is talking about a yachid that's bringing o'ilah. And since the pasuk also uses the word reish b'negei o'ilah, the parhal and davish al-tziba, as the pasuk states ziknei edah sideim al reish apar, certainly we would know that the zakin has to lean on the head of the animal, and therefore the word v'samchu is extra, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to teach us that there's a requirement for an additional two dayanim. The Gemara continues, Rab Shimon, loigam reish reish ma'ilah, Rab Shimon did not have a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim that we actually make a gzera shava between the words reish that states by ilah and the word reish that the pasuk states by the gate of Parham Dal Shel Tzibar. Therefore, Rab Shimon needs the word v'samchu, legufei, to teach us that the dayanim have to lean the hands on top of the head of the animal and not just be right next to the animal. Our Gemara now continues that although our Mishnah spoke about Sibicha Zakenim and it was machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if Sibicha Zakenim is b'shleisha or b'chamisha, however, the Gemara now brings a brisa, Tana, we learned in the brisa, Smichu, Smicha Zakenim begimel, that not only Smicha Zakenim needs three dayanim, like Rabbi Shimon explained, but there's also a requirement for Smicha to have three dayanim. And the Gemara asks, my Smicha Zakenim, that was the difference between the word Smicha and Smicha Zakenim. And Rabbi Yechon explains, Mismich Sabi, that Smicha refers to giving Smicha to someone and making them into Rebbe. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abayi L'Rabbi Yosef, Mismich Sabi B'Shleisha Minolan, that how do we know that in order to be Smich someone and make them into Rebbe, and in order to call them a Rebbe, there's a requirement to have three dayanim? Abayi continued and asked, Eleimun Mitchsiv, and if you're going to say it's based on a pasuk in Pashas Pinchas that states, V'yismich Yada V'lov, Moshe Rabbeinu places his hands on Yeshua, V'yitzaveu Kashadiba Hashem B'yad Moshe, but if so, Frekta Abayi, Yehachi Tiske B'chad, then there should only be a requirement to have one dayan, as L'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu was only one person, and he was able to do smicha to Yeshua. V'chitema Moshe B'makim Shimon V'chadkai, and if you're going to tell us Moshe was B'makim Shimon V'chad, and as Rashi says, L'fishayim Moshe Reish Lahem V'shaka Kukulam, and he was the equivalent of all of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, Yehachi, and if so, L'bay Shimon V'chad, then there should be a requirement to have 71 dayanim in order to give smicha. The Gemara states, Kasha, the Inachanami, there's a Kasha, and Amal Rav Acha B'reder Rav Lav Ashi, Rav Acha B'reder Rav Yes Rav Ashi, and some Aguri says follows, B'yodim Mamish Samchalei, do we say that when being Samech a person to be a Rebbe, then you have to actually lean on him, as it's mashmah from the Pasuk in the game Moshe that states, V'yismach Hesiyat V'lov, or Yibishma Samchalei, or all you have to do is call him a Rebbe, and that would suffice. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha B'reder Rav, Samchalei Bishma, Karulei Rebbe, V'yarulei Rishusul Amedin Dina Klasas, that as long as these three Dayanim actually call him a Rebbe, and they actually give him Rishus to judge Dina Klasas, then this person would have a Din of a Rav, and there's no requirement to actually do smicha b'yadayim and to lean on the person's head. Although we explained our Gemara based on the alternate girsa, however, Rashi is certainly not girsed that way. And as Rashi states, b'yodad mamish samchle b'loshin boyu gasinle klema mi'boyu l'snuchi yadayu areishi desabo. And Rashi continues, l'meid nidin krasais d'alehim ksiv d'mashmer dayin mumchin v'haynu smuchin. And Rashi continues to explain that regarding other dinim mamnis, although potentially midiraisa, there was a requirement to have three dayanim mumchin. However, mishum d'ilus dalis, the Rabbanan stated that there's no requirement to have mumchin. Dinim mamnis of ha'idoy salvois can be even b'hadoytais. Rashi continues that even though the Gemara previously stated that b'negei dinim gzelois, there is a requirement to have dayanim mumchin. However, even so, we're still dayanim b'bavel, afagav lekas mumchin, t'shlichusel kal avdinon, k'nim farash b'achoyvol. However, even though we stated the concept of shlichusel kal avdinon, b'negei gzelois, however, we did not extend that to dinim knosais. As Rashi explains, al b'knosel le'avdinon shlichusel, mishum le'shchicha, v'les b'chusar and kiss, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.